Lawrence and Taylor here on your radio, 590 WKZO. And as we continue ahead, we were just discussing a little bit the need for watching or not watching the Super Bowl. And the interesting thing is the last couple of years, you really don't have to watch the Super Bowl to catch all the ads because they post them online. So.
I jokingly during the break said that I'd watch, except they keep interrupting the commercials with some sort of game. And you pointed out that I can see the commercials online without having to have it interrupted by football.
And the funny thing is some of those commercials are even online right now. I've seen a few of them already. So they're out there. There will be a few more that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
If you've been keeping up with stuff online. But that's apparently you don't even have to watch if you're a commercial enjoyer, as it were.
Oh, these are some of the highest budget visual art that is ever made. You can't have a movie made at the same production values as a commercial. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will put thousands of dollars into 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a movie can't have that kind of budget.
Now, the interesting thing about it is we've already talked about it, and one of the things I've seen already, you hadn't seen this yet, the Volkswagen commercial.
Yeah.
They've got a good one this year. I really enjoyed that one. I don't know how it'll measure up with the rest of them. Budweiser has also got a good one involving the Clydesdales and apparently a dog.
A puppy.
So this one, if you haven't seen it at all, then you haven't been online.
Right.
Because it's everywhere.
Have you seen the Cheerios commercial with the cute girl?
Yeah, that's a cute commercial. I enjoyed that one.
That's a good one.
So. But there's going to be a whole lot more, some movies that they promote and things like that. And no doubt, I don't know if it's Monster or Career Builder or one of them that they every year will do some. So no doubt there'll be something there. And other surprises. If we remember last year, we had the Dodge truck commercials about the American farmer that I remember when that came on. I mean, we were talking about something and I just stopped. I was like, what is this? Because you hear that voice. And you go,
Paul Harvey's voice.
You know, and it was something he'd done years ago, obviously, but they were able to adapt that and put it into a commercial. And it was just, I mean, it just, the whole room stops and everybody watches to see what this is. I think it was the best one last year by far. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody gets up to that level. So now I'd like to shift gears, if I may. We've been talking about speed limits for a long time, but we got a lot of stuff to do.
Well, go ahead.
And one of the things we've got to do is give these away.
Uh-huh. Two tickets to that awkward moment, and you can see it in the luxury of the Celebration Cinemas right by Crossroads Mall.
Now, when we say that awkward moment, no, we're not talking about the entirety of our show.
Yes.
That's a totally different awkward moment. What we're talking about is a movie that's out. Zac Efron is the lead on this one. Looks like it's one of these. I wouldn't say that it's a romantic comedy. It is to a point, but it seems like it's sort of a guy movie with some romantic undertones involved. So, yeah, guys, you can go see this one, enjoy it, and take your date. Because she'll probably enjoy it, too. So
there you go.
That's the impression I got from the preview anyway. Somebody will have to tell me what they think about it. But we've got two tickets, and we're going to give them to a certain numbered caller. And what do you think?
Six.
Six. Is that your favorite number? You picked that the last time.
Okay. Five.
There we go.
See, I'm flexible.
See, Roger just made it easier for you. So all you have to do is be caller number five. Don't change it.
Right.
At 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We keep this up. The next person's going to end up being the winner.
Right.
So caller number five at those numbers. You'll be the proud winner of two tickets to go see. This thing's opening this weekend, too. So that's
you'll be one of the first on the block to see it.
There you go. So could be a good thing, could be a not-so-good thing, but we'll see. You'll be seeing it in comfort anyway. As Roger mentioned, great theater, Celebration Cinema. You'll want to go there just to experience the theater, if
nothing
else.
Good food, adult beverages. Does it get any better than that?
And if nothing else, even if the movie's not so great, the previews are always fun.
Right.
So, you know, I always enjoy that. So last time I was there, got to see a preview for something I think I'm going to end up seeing this next month.
Ah.
So, yes, zero sales resistance there for me. So, But it'll be interesting to see how that movie does. And here in just a little bit, when we find out if we've got a winner, we'll let you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we like to talk Netflix.
At the end of the month. And this is what I'll be doing during the Super Bowl.
So, you know, there's obviously if you're not on Netflix, you are missing out a little bit because there's some good stuff there. But, you know, if you're on there, you know, there's a lot of good movies, a lot of good TV shows that you can binge watch or super binge watch, which basically means get up on Saturday morning and keep watching until you're absolutely sick of it on Sunday night. But Roger and I tend to watch things on there, lots of different things, and we've given each other ideas. And we've gotten ideas from you as well, as you've called in when we talked about this. So we decided, you know what, let's talk about this once a month or, quite frankly, whenever we feel like it, so that we can kind of get some ideas and suggestions. So Netflix is what we're going to be talking about. And once the phone lines clear off from people trying to win movie tickets, you'll be able to call in and share your insights and views as well at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Just looking to see, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. Congratulations goes out to Ken Digby of Kalamazoo.
There you go.
There you go, Ken.
Ken won the tickets that I have right here in my hand that will very soon be right there in his hand.
Yes.
Depends on how quickly he'll come pick them up. I don't know when that'll happen. But congratulations. Anyway, you'll be able to catch a movie that looks kind of interesting and might be able to take a date to it. Who knows?
You bet.
But getting back to the Netflix discussion, and it's interesting for me, because I remember we talked about this last month and I brought up a whole bunch of different things. And looking at the list now, I'm going, wow, I've really changed here. There's some things that I wasn't watching a month ago that now I'm taking a gander at, I guess. So
it's interesting when I look at what I've recently watched. It's a mixture of stuff that I've watched and stuff that my wife has picked to watch as well. And so, and some of them are mine, some are hers, but she's found some really good stuff that I wouldn't have watched. And so that helps.
Now, I was going to tell you, and I just remembered this, so I'm going to do this before I forget it. I was going to tell you my little trick for finding things. You know, because you said that there was something you did. Well, I look in a little category that comes up every now and again called random picks. And we have found some unusual things in that list. For the most part, random picks means this is the stuff that nobody's ever heard of. But occasionally there will be something in there, like I was just looking through the other night and haven't watched it yet, but The Last Emperor showed up on the list.
Who's in that?
Don't know off the top of my head. It's one of those Academy Award winning things that was back in the late 90s anyway. Something I've never seen, was always intrigued, and I saw that and went, well, that might be interesting to put on the list. Haven't watched it yet, but, you know, there's a chance that it'll happen at some point. But, you know, I've been looking through there and found different things that way, and it's been kind of fun to see some of the stuff. Even if you don't watch it, you sit there and go, boy, I remember that. That was horrible.
You know? Well, you can see some of the shows that were limited run canceled. And as you watch them, you can see why they were canceled.
Or there's some that you can watch and go, wow, why didn't that continue? There was one several months ago that we watched. This was probably about 6 or 9 months ago. I don't know if it's still on there or not, but it was called The Finder. And this was one that was actually, it's by the same people that do Bones. And they, on an episode of Bones, they kind of gave it sort of a soft launch and said, okay, here's this guy, and he's talented at finding things. And then they created this whole series around it. It only ended up 13 episodes, but it was intriguing. It was one of those where I kind of went, man, I wish they would have continued that one. Because that would have been a fun one.
I found one. The show was called Touch. And it was
Kiefer Sutherland,
The first thing he did after 24. And it was really good. He had an autistic child, and they had an interesting relationship. and the child could see patterns that other people missed.
Right,
and,
but the child couldn't speak as well, if I remember that. Yeah, because I think we watched an episode or two of that. But
and I found that fascinating. And as you said, that's one of the shows that I was surprised it didn't get legs and hang in there.
It's rough. It's a tough act to follow for Kiefer Sutherland to go from 24, where you know you got Jack Bauer saving the world 8 or 9 times or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then you go from that to this. It hit me as just a bit more cerebral, I guess, if I can use that word. Not that it was bad by any stretch. I think we enjoyed the episodes we saw. It was way different from 24.
So if
you were into that and you were going, oh, we're going to watch this because of 24, you might be a little turned off by it because it is different.
Yeah, there were no shootings. There were no car chases.
And my understanding is that Kiefer Sutherland's character actually slept, and went to the bathroom. So,
it was like a regular person.
Yeah, you know.
And sometimes his hair was disheveled.
a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, and he was dry. It struck me one time when we were watching 24 that in this particular season, he had driven like 12 different cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, this one's not working. I'll use that one.
Right.
You know, it just kept changing.
And as if he had a boss who never questioned, how come you tear up so many vehicles? We can't afford you, Jack.
But I'll tell you one, we're in the middle of, there's 2 seasons on Netflix of this particular series. We're in the middle of the second one, and it's called Once Upon a Time. And this one is actually still running. I think the current season is the 3rd one. They're running that on ABC right now. But an older season's on there. It's basically take every fairy tale you have ever heard. You know, Rumpelstiltskin, Cinderella, Snow White, any number of them. They appear in this show. But what it is that a curse has come over all of these characters, and they're all dropped in a town in Maine, and none of them know who they are. But there's something different about all of these people, and it just goes from there. And there's only one person that really, or there's really 2 people in town that really know what's going on. One of them is the Wicked Queen that cursed everyone.
Interesting.
And so they take it from there, and it's quite different, really, but it's kind of fun to sit there and go, okay, I see the reference they're making there. I mean, I've seen as oddball a references as Frankenstein and 101 Dalmatians in the middle of this, but for the most part, they'll hit a lot of the different fairy tales that you've heard just over the years.
Once Upon a Time
is what it's called.
I'm taking notes.
Okay. Another one that we're watching, because we tend to like the comedy stylings of Tim Allen. Watched Home Improvement, a lot of it anyway.
Yeah.
He's got one on there called Last Man Standing, which he's this guy that is surrounded by women. He's, you know, married. He's got 3 daughters. They're all kind of varying degrees of 20-somethings and or teenagers. And he's kind of like that only bit of maleness in a house full of women.
Mm.
And I mean, just some of the characters they have on there, the way that they play it out, it's just funny.
Was this a series or a movie?
It's a series, was a series and still is, actually. That's another one of those that's still the new ones are running, but they've got the older ones on Netflix to catch you up, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you ever watched comedies, situation comedies.
Certainly.
But here's an example.
A lot of it depends on what the comedy is. There's not a ton of them on there where I go, wow, that's great. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about The Office and how fun that was and really great. I watched it and went, I don't see the point.
Yeah.
I gave it a couple of episodes. I really did, to say, all right, maybe it was the first episode, maybe it just, you know, it takes a while to get into it. And then I watched the second one and went, nope, still don't get it.
I started watching Breaking Bad.
Ah,
and
heard a lot of people talk about that one.
And at first I liked it, but I found myself losing interest and moving on. You hear lots of people just raving about what a great series it was, the whole show. But my interest in it sort of petered out over time. The first part, there were some funny, sick, funny things. It lost its charm. Have you ever watched House of Cards?
You know, it's on my list. On my list. I think I watched the preview for it. I have not watched the series. That's one I'm kind of relegated to watching by myself. But
yeah, there's lots in there that would not be appropriate for the kids.
Certainly not.
But I'm a big Kevin Spacey fan. I like a lot of his work. And he sort of carries that show. I'm in the process of winding that up. And I'm now right at the end of Fringe.
Okay.
Where they resolve the big issue of the worlds collide, the universes colliding.
Oh, okay.
And now they are in the future and discovered.
I found that future unusual on there. It was really different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to admit, at the end of Fringe, because we watched that all the way through, first on when it was on first run, and then we finished it out on Netflix. When I got to that last season, it was just kind of like, okay, I've invested all this time. I need to finish it, but
yeah,
it just I think it really ended in a, I don't want to say it ended in a disappointing way. It was satisfying enough, but to get there, it just kind of like, okay, we're trudging through and let's get this over with.
Yeah, yeah.
So one I've discovered, and then we'll go to the phones because Rick's standing by here, but one I've discovered here recently, and it was just a short little 8-episode reality series called Construction Intervention. And it's one of these things where they've got a contractor in New York City, and he's very Brooklyn. So, you know, he's got the accent. He screams at his guys and the whole bit. But they go into a business where through whatever it is, whether it's contractors that just take them for their money and don't deliver or different things that have caused this business to be in a situation where they just can't open their doors or they're about to go under and that kind of thing. And what they do is they take what would normally happen in a 4-month build and jam it into 4 days.
Wow.
And then they will totally tear apart the business, rebuild it, and turn it into something that I think we just watched one where they did a wine store where they took basically an empty space and built it into this really fantastic space where people could go in, sample wines, and just enjoy one another's company. And all this takes place in New York City.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get involved with it, you kind of get used to a little bit all the yelling and screaming because it's like, well, hey, it's New York. It's what they do.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you realize that, you know, this guy that's doing all the yelling and screaming, he's really got a big heart and he's just trying to help people. And, you know, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. We've enjoyed that one slowly because there's only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
We're spacing them out.
Mike Holmes was not in that, right?
No, no. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. No.
But
Mike Holmes doesn't scream like that. That's for sure. And he's a bit more Canadian, I think, than Brooklyn. So
just a tad.
Just a tad. I tell you what, let's check in with Rick and see what he's got on his mind. Rick, go ahead.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, I've got to tell you something. I work in construction, and we scream in construction right here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in New York.
You don't have to go to the big city for that.
No. No. Hey, my girlfriend and I have been watching White Collar, and I think it's a really good series.
Yeah.
I've watched
that, not on Netflix, but okay. On TNT or wherever it is, first run.
Yep. But we started on Netflix watching it from the beginning. It's been really good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you like about it?
The big city, you know, New York and the FBI, and, you know, it's exciting. It's about a convict that becomes an informant to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good characters, good characters, and they've got good actresses and actors in it. So I can't remember their names right now.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They're good people. They're good. There are good roles and good writing in this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay. Well, Rick, thanks for the suggestion. We'll have to
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for your call. All right. We've been talking Netflix, and of course, you can join in on what we're talking about here at any time, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You know, I've got a couple more things on my list I was going to share, so we'll do that straight ahead.
Have I ever told you about Doc Martin?
I think you mentioned that once.
Well, we'll talk about it again.
Okay.
Kalamazoo's news when you need it. Kalamazoo's morning news every weekday at 6 on 590 WKZO.
Whether you're a fan of the Lions, Tigers, Red Wings, Spartans, or Wolverines, have the scores you want at your fingertips by texting SCORES to 80373. No need to go searching around the internet. Text SCORES to 80373, and after every game, a text will hit your phone with the result and an interesting stat about the win or loss. SCORES is powered by CTS Telecom, your local connection to the world of voice, data, and internet. Message and data rates apply. Text STOP to quit.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Mostly cloudy this evening, snow developing before daybreak, low 19. Snow could be heavy at times tomorrow. Total accumulation 3 to 6 inches before ending early tomorrow evening. High tomorrow 33, cloudy and cold later tomorrow night, low 16. Colder Sunday, clouds and occasional sun, high 21. From AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
Lawrence and Taylor, the name of the program. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. His name is Roger Taylor. And together we are...
Lawrence and Taylor.
Yes, of course.
Or Taylor and Lawrence.
No, we're not that.
It has a ring to it. It has a ring to it.
Has a better ring in reverse, I got to say. But, you know, we've got tons more. Because I told you, it's true. My list on Netflix is like 100 long. And that's not an exaggeration. There's just a ton of stuff on there. One that I had not mentioned to this point, my son and I are getting into, are Mystery Science Theater 3000.
We are
enjoying those.
Bad science fiction movies that are just the gas.
Oh, those things are great. We've watched a handful of them, and just to see him sitting there ripping on the movie the whole way through, it's like, you know, there's movies I've watched over the years where I really wanted to do that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But I don't do it as well as those guys, for certain.
Yeah.
So, but that's one thing. In fact, my wife has said, you really need to watch these things because we have, like, we literally have 20 of these things on the list because they got a ton of them on there.
So your wife is telling you you have to watch, sit around and watch television.
Yes, she is. It's amazing.
Boy.
Now, of course, she's telling us to do that when she's not around.
Oh, you know,
so
I get
there's
it.
There's the difference.
Okay.
So.
I was amazed.
Well, we're going to continue the Netflix discussion. Hey, what are you watching? We'd love to hear from you. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. A little program that you're listening to, the one called Lawrence and Taylor. Hey, it's going to continue. Different. It's telling me one song and playing a totally different one.
Surprise!
Not sure what's going on there. Okay. But we're continuing ahead with our discussion of Netflix and that kind of thing. And Roger, this portion of the program is brought to you by someone.
Oh, yeah. You have to remind me to do my job over
of
here.
Of course.
Brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org.
Now, looking at your weather, very important for you to know this. The weather tonight, snow arriving. I don't like the sound of that. Snow arriving.
And it's going to stay for a while.
And they said that we're going to get an inch or so on the ground by morning, and then tomorrow.
Ta-da.
Snow heavy at times. They're saying some ice and rain could mix in south and mainly east of town.
Yes.
Total accumulation of somewhere between 3 and 6 inches, high of 33 degrees. So they're saying it might get a little warm. I don't know if that's enough to melt off enough. And if it's coming down at that kind of pace, no, we're adding on. We're not going to get rid of any of the snow. So anyway, currently it's 28 degrees. Seems rather balmy after what we went through earlier in the week. And this look at the forecast brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, you can visit them online, actually. Very convenient. AsthmaAllergyCenters.com.
And Bob Larson mentioned that somewhere near here, a couple of extra inches. So keep an ear to WKZO.
Certainly.
And or for
check
updates.
Check out the website, too, because we've the weather information there, the radar that will let you know what's going on and all of that, WKZO.com. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to check that out. Now, getting back to the Netflix discussion, I brought up Mystery Science Theater. You didn't have a chance to bring up the one you wanted to talk about, so have at it.
I discovered a show that's on PBS, but they don't do very many episodes a season. Mm-hmm. Doc Martin. And Doc Martin is an interesting character. He is in the autistic family of issues.
Okay.
And he tells the truth, even when you ought to do a little white lie thing. And but he always calls things like he sees it. Mm. And the town is full of eccentrics, and you realize that he, with his issues, is the one. He's the Sheriff Andy in Mayberry. He's the one who's got his act together. Hmm. And really an interesting show. And some insight into life in smaller British cities. This is a little seacoast town, and people are not wealthy. It's not Downton Abbey. And good show. And have enjoyed that. And a quick mention to another BBC show I found on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Apparently the series ended at 2, but it's called The Planets. And they do a really good job of talking to you about how we're exploring the planets.
Mm.
And the most recent episode was about Venus, and it talked about the bad luck the Russians had. They landed a soft-landed a package onto Venus, and it had an arm that would come out and drop onto the soil to do some soil testing.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, it was so hot, it melted the lens cover off the camera.
Uh-oh.
And that fell to the ground. And as luck would have it, the arm that came out and just dropped into place landed on it. And the test came back with the chemical makeup of the lens cap the camera. And they went all the way to Venus to test that.
Oh, that's wonderful. But one thing that you can usually do, and I figured this out, is when you get towards the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
you can look up online and find out just what Netflix has planned for you next month.
Really?
So I'm looking at there's apparently some different things they're going to be having on this next month. This is according to Screen Crush, actually, has got this. Apparently, if you're into the Abrams brothers, you know, the guys that did Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
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 If you're into their movies, Airplane, Airplane 2, and Naked Gun will be showing up on Netflix in the next month.
Naked Gun has to be one of my absolute favorite movies.
That's a good one. I got to tell you this. I think it's only bested by the series it was based on, Police Squad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the best thing because it's the whole idea of The Cop Show with a Twist. Yeah. You know, which if you've never seen that, it's worth looking up sometime. But yeah, Airplane 2, Naked Gun is going to be on there. Crocodile Dundee 2. Not the first one, mind you, the second one.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Of course. Down Periscope, you remember that? It's the Kelsey Grammer comedy about being in a sub and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Let's see. What else we've got? Leap of Faith was a Steve Martin movie. He was a fake faith healer in this particular one.
Oh, I remember that.
That one's going to be on there. A Life Less Ordinary with Cameron Diaz, Ewan McGregor, and Holly Hunter. MASH, not the series.
The movie. With Donald Sutherland. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely. Patriot Games is going to be on there. Harrison Ford, the whole Tom Clancy thing there.
Yep.
If you're into Star Trek movies, Star Trek V. That's the one that William Shatner directed.
Okay.
So if you remember that one, I think that was the one where they were searching for God or something. I don't remember what it was. But got that also. House of Cards, you mentioned that?
Yeah.
Season 2 is coming.
All right.
Within the next month, they say a debut of the 14th, actually. And Breaking Bad, Season 5.
That's the final season,
I guess,
right?
That is. Yeah. I don't know if that's the – but I believe it is. So those are just some of the things that are going to show up. And there's plenty more here. I could go through the list, but there's just a ton of stuff that's going to show up on there. Of course, the worry of it is – what on my list is disappearing?
Right.
And that I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, they don't tell you that.
No, they don't tell you. You got to look that up for yourself. But that's just a look at some of the things that are showing up. So, don't know, might have to mark a couple of those.
Well, then you're going to have a good weekend to make some progress on the list.
Of course.
With all this snow, going to be a lot of indoor activities this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. So, you know what? I think we'll check in again here in another month just to see what we're watching, because, you know, I'm going to sit here and go, yeah, I'll be in the middle of all this stuff, but no. Mm-hmm. Some of these series are going to be ending, for me anyway, and new ones will take their place. So we'll report on that. Some of the movies and things that I've found on there, mm-hmm. there's some on the list that I want to get through, definitely. So,
and knowing we're going to do that, keep a list of hidden gems that you discover and share them with people.
Certainly, because we would love to hear about that. And we already got one, White Collar. I'm going to have to look that up and learn some more information on that one. So, like I said, last month when we did this, somebody shared one with me. It's on the list now.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been watched yet, but is on the list and is one that I'm planning on digging into at some point.
Cool.
So we will continue on with the program. And as we continue, a woman that's doing something to make herself $9,000 a month online, and it's not what you think.
Okay. You know what's in my mind.
I know what's on your mind, and it's not that, I can guarantee you. We're going to talk about that here in just a couple of minutes as Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 WKZO. You know, speaking of unbelievable, it's unbelievable to me the things that you can do to make money. You know, we've talked about that before. People will go on eBay and sell things they found at a garage sale and things like that.
Or body parts.
Well, it's happened, yeah. So, but an interesting thing that a Korean woman is doing online that is making her some money.
And it's not what I think it is.
It really is not that. Because immediately you're thinking, okay, porn site.
Yeah.
You know, because you're naturally going to think that. But no, what this woman is doing is people pay her so that she can eat on camera.
I could do that.
She makes over $9,000 a month.
Eating.
By sitting in front of the camera at night, eating.
Does she do that in a particularly suggestive, erotic manner?
No, I've not looked that far to find out.
She must do something to make that entertaining.
But she's She's 33 years old, goes by the online handle The Diva, and it's an hours-long online meal. Starts at 8 o'clock. Thousands of people log in and watch her eat.
Well, maybe it's people who are eating, and there you have somebody to have dinner with.
Could be.
And she's just there as a dinner partner.
Now here's the interesting thing. She says that her fans have given her reasons for wanting to watch her eat, which when I saw this article, I thought, are you kidding? People would actually have a reason for this. But she says, you know, a lot of the viewers are on diets, and so they're living vicariously through her. You know, ooh, she's eating Oreos. Oh, good. Ice cream, you know. You know, just sort of that, you get that that flavor in your mouth. Or she said that she has hospital patients that, you know, they're in the hospital. They only eat hospital food.
Or they're being fed in a tube
or
something.
Yeah, so they watch her eat and sit there and imagine, what must that be like?
Well, there's no language barrier.
Apparently not.
I mean, stuffing food in your mouth is pretty much the same.
Now, the funny thing about it, she said that she actually had a comment she got from a viewer who said they got over anorexia by watching her eat.
Oh.
So apparently it's something that has helped somebody. I wouldn't think that would be an added benefit. I'm here to help anorexics to be able to get over it and be able to learn to eat.
I can't imagine pitching that idea to a financial guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a series that will help anorexic people begin to overeat.
And you sit there, okay, great. Well, what are you going to do?
Eat.
I'm just going to sit and eat with a camera.
I'm starting a whole new channel of eating. And, this is playing to my strengths.
You know, I got to think that there are some ways you could branch out about this. And if you do branch out in one of these ways, send the royalty checks to us so that we get a little cut of this. But maybe you could do beer tasting. See, I knew you would go for that immediately. Mm. You're just, okay, yeah. And tonight we're going to be trying some of the Killian's Red.
Yes.
And
if it's really bad, you can just spit it out right on camera.
Yeah. Of course, you don't want to do that on the camera because then you have to buy another one. That doesn't work. But, with all the different craft beers that are out there and microbrews and things like that, you'd have something different every night to sample. That you could do right there on camera.
And I'd be getting paid to drink beer.
See?
Ooh.
Now, there's
a retirement job.
Yeah. Now, this lady says that just over half of her viewers are female. So there's actually men that watch her, and I won't go into why. But in this case, maybe you could flip it the other way. Guys that are sitting here going, ooh, I've always wanted to try that, but I could never bring myself to it.
Yeah.
Beer sampling, maybe sampling wines.
Yeah.
That could certainly be something that you could do there.
I would never eat raw fish, but I could watch somebody eat sushi.
There you go.
Sushi.
See, that's how you could get your fix of eating different types of food.
Right.
The various things that you're uncomfortable with.
Right.
Have somebody, tonight's food is sushi.
Yeah.
We're going to try this and this and this.
And calamari.
So I don't know. There could be some openings here for things you could do to, I kind of think, gosh, we've gotten to the point of where anything is possible.
Apparently.
That a woman will just sit down to a meal, turn on the camera, and broadcast herself eating to the entire world.
And she's making $9,000 a month, you said?
And it sounds like she's making this just from people who are donating.
That's over
to keep things. So this is all donation. This is not a subscription-based thing. They're just saying, oh, okay, well, I'd like to keep watching it, so here,
Hell, I'm just going to do a send me money website.
There you go.
I'm Roger, and I'm a nice guy. Send money. And I'll sit here and smile.
course, in your case, they might pay you to go away. I don't know. But
if the money's right.
Well, there you go. The money's green. It spends. Yes, you know.
I can handle that.
You know, I've always wondered because you see different people doing different things. And, you know, you see on television, you know, they've got the rehash of Let's Make a Deal is on now. And I was just commenting on that the other day saying, okay, you're Wayne Brady and you're going, all right, you're going to pay me to wear a suit and look good and make other people look ridiculous. And, okay, where do I cash the checks?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because it's like, okay, great. Yeah. The money's green. It spends. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I guess Monty Hall wasn't available. So, you know.
He's dead, isn't he?
I think he's still around. I don't know.
Oh.
I'll have to look that up and see. But
he's busy.
Yes, he's busy. But so, you know, you kind of wonder. People will do anything for cash. And here's another one of these examples. So,
eating.
I don't know. Eating. You know. I think you see all sorts of things. That's another thing, too. You look through podcasts to see all the different stuff people do out there.
Uh-huh.
You'll see podcasts from, you know, the strange things. There's guys that actually do some of the Netflix discussions we've done to people that decide to do radio drama type stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's interesting.
There's a group here in town, All Ears Theater, that does radio theater of the mind.
Mm.
And matter of fact, several of the people in the building work on that.
They do that on, is that like a stage thing or is that a podcast thing? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do it live in a church where they can have an audience.
Sure.
And it's fun to watch the Foley man make the sound effects and stuff. And then it's broadcast, and then it's available on podcast as well.
I've seen that done on a larger scale. There was a group of Star Trek actors that got together and did something called Alien Voices.
Mm.
And it was that type of thing. They just did it on stage, and several people from all the different Star Trek shows that were out there would get together and just do different things, like they did Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World and The Invisible Man. Did another one of that. Interesting stuff. I always found that intriguing.
Yeah, interesting.
So
that's going to do it.
You hear that? That means we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So have yourself a fun weekend. You'll hear from me on Monday.
I'll be in tomorrow morning at 6.
Because you just can't get enough of the guy.
Right.
Have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.